Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. And all the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. It's nice and easy to remember, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tells a little bit about what our show is about. And I am joined by my trusted co-host, who is smart with her money, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman.
Smart with your money.
Smart with my money. Smart with our money. How about that?
There you go. I like that idea.
We have to be smart these days, you know?
You do. You really do.
I always think of it in life as it's always a transfer from our family to someone else's or from someone else's to ours, unfortunately. And you hate to think of it from some, you know, whether you're negotiating something on Craigslist or just trying to get yourself the best deal, you have to keep the money in your own house.
It's true. I'm not really good at that negotiation thing.
You feel sorry for everybody.
I do. I do. I hear their story and then I feel bad. Yeah, that's true. I send my mom and you to negotiate.
Yep. Because we don't feel bad about it.
I wouldn't say that. You just are good at it. Good at negotiation.
Well, and you were in a conversation with your parents recently about money and about mortgages.
Right. And I guess our topic of conversation kind of went around, you know, retirement and having a mortgage. And should the house be paid off or shouldn't it be paid off? What's the benefits? And
it's quite a dilemma.
It really is. And I can sympathize with my parents and anyone in that situation where you're not real sure what is the best thing to do.
Well, and it's a great question that I get all the time is, do I encourage people to have their mortgage paid off or not?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as a mortgage lender, it's a little bit self-serving with some of the advice because I'm in the business of doing loans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At Cornerstone Mortgage, we're in the business of doing many, many loans as one of the largest lenders in Missouri. But I also have to give people the best advice on what's good for them personally.
Right.
So I have to look at this and really look at what are the pros and cons, okay? In like many situations, is there a one-size-fits-all answer? And the answer is no. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer.
I think that's fair to say because I think everyone's situation is a little bit different. I mean, you know, if you were in a company that you had a retirement plan, like an IRA or 401k, there's a little more investment money or retirement money, I should say, that you have available. Whereas someone else may just totally be relying on Social Security or disability.
Right. So let's back up a little bit and let's not think about retirement first. First think about before retirement.
Okay.
The optimal situation is that by the time you reach retirement, you have enough money that you can choose whether you have a mortgage or not at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whether you're paying your mortgage down deliberately to try to have it paid off by the time you retire or not, I think you have to look at your finances a little more holistically and think about your total net worth. Okay, so your total assets minus your liabilities and how much money do you have? Because then you can start to make choices on whether you pay off a mortgage or not, because then you have to look at what is the best situation for you personally.
Right.
And then what type of income are you going to have in retirement is really important, because somebody who's going to have a guaranteed pension, okay, that's a situation where they have a pretty good idea what they're going to be making every month in retirement. Maybe they have a pension and say it's Social Security in there. Now, somebody who has just saved all their money into a 401k plan, okay, unless you know how long it's going to be until you die, that, you know, there's a little bit of a variable in there where you may have to be a little more cautious, because let's say you retire at 65 years old and you have X amount of dollars in your 401k and you budget yourself so that by the time, you know, that'll last you until you're 85. Well, now what happens at 85? Okay, what if you live to be 90 or 95? Well, now you better take things a little bit more conservatively to make sure that money's going to last you.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the whole thing about not having a mortgage sounds really appealing to some people because it takes away the biggest bill that they probably have.
When a lot of people think that it takes away their house payment completely.
Right.
And I have to remind them that you will always have a house payment.
Taxes.
Yeah, because of taxes and insurance. Mm-hmm. You still have to budget that in on a monthly basis.
Right. It just knocks it down quite a bit. So it sounds appealing. I guess so. What would be your thought on that? I mean, would you want to get rid of your mortgage payment or, you know, knock it down to where I'm only paying the taxes and insurance? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, I'm a believer that your mortgage payment should be a very small percentage of your income, whether you're retired or not.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say it one more time. I'm a believer that your mortgage payment should be a very small percentage of your income. Now, we can qualify people with mortgage payments up to 30, 35% of their total income is pretty common.
Okay.
Okay, in the Midwest, the average housing expense is actually only about 10% of your income. You go out to California or the coast, and it's over 20% of people's mm-hmm. income on average.
Okay.
Now, in the Midwest, that 10% of income, that takes into account the fact that about a third of all houses are paid off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, so that'll lower that quite a bit because most people out there are 20 to 30%. But I think if you can keep it closer to 10 to 15% of your income, especially in retirement, it doesn't really matter if you have a mortgage or not.
Right.
At that point.
Right.
You're keeping it as a small percentage. And what that means is that you may not be able to ever get that huge house that you want. Okay, you live below your means.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way to really ever accumulate enough wealth to just pay off your mortgage.
Now, what about, you know, let's say that a person, because the idea about buying a home when my parents first started out was, it was the era of you buy your first home and you die in your first home, you know?
Right.
And my parents forgot about that message. and everyone knows that listens, they're on house number 18. So their situation where we're being faced with is that there was a home that was purchased at a time that the market wasn't the best. And then there was a time that other homes were purchased at a really good time. So it helped push them forward and build up some equity or money to be used in the future. So now they're in a situation where the houses around them, of course, it's just about being patient. They're not going. So it's a depreciation of the value of the homes that are going on around them. Their house is great, but it's the other homes around them. So what would your suggestion on that be? How would you protect against that?
Well, two ways to protect against that, okay? And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about whether you should pay off your mortgage or not during retirement. So if you're in a depreciating market, whether it's just your neighborhood that's depreciating or the market as a whole, what do you do? Okay, so here are two things that I believe in with this. I think you either want to be totally maxed out on your mortgage or nice to have it completely paid off, okay, as you get close to retirement. And here's the reason, okay, and this is a little bit, it's going to sound a little counterintuitive, but if you're maxed out on your mortgage, okay, and let's say you're even upside down on your mortgage, who is in control, you or the bank, when it comes to, like, if you're in a financial situation where the market crashes and you want out of that property?
Okay? The bank.
Well, you would think the bank is in control, but do they really want your house if you're upside down on it?
No, they don't, but...
They don't want your house. Okay, you are the one that's in control in that situation, not the bank if you're upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't understand that. They don't really think of it that way. But I helped a lot of people through the financial crisis that were in that situation realize that they were in control of it. And it may mean that they have to leave their home. But let's think of the trade-off. Okay, if you have some money in retirement assets, okay, you have money in 401k, for instance, that can survive through a bankruptcy. So God forbid somebody, you always have to have an exit strategy. And an exit strategy, if somebody's in a situation where they get upside down on their house, now they need to get out of it. Well, they can get out of that and they could file bankruptcy. There's all kinds of things they could do and not have any of their retirement assets touched.
Okay, I see what you're trying to say.
Right. So they could get out of that debt and still keep their assets in that case. Mm-hmm. Okay, not something I encourage, and I hope that you never let yourself get in that situation.
Right.
Because, you know, there are times somebody, could, you know, the bank could come after you for deficiency balance, but not if somebody filed bankruptcy.
Well, we had just came across a situation where this, an older gentleman was in his retirement years, and his wife left him and didn't pay the mortgage for 3 months. And so he was being faced with having that situation where he didn't know what to do.
Right. He was definitely a little bit lost.
Yeah. And, you know, my hope, I guess the message that I think it's important to get out there is if you are in that type of situation, you know, that there are solutions. There are ways out if you have good counsel.
Yeah, you need good counsel on it. There are even some government organizations that you can call.
Mm-hmm.
There are some government hotlines even that you can call to get advice on how to keep your house. You can negotiate with your lender. There are a lot of solutions in those situations. So let's get back to the retirement mm-hmm. situation,
right.
though. Here's what I want people to think about is that realize that everything in life is 100% borrowed. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. Everything in life is 100% borrowed. You are either paying interest to somebody else or you're giving up interest on what you could earn.
That's true.
Okay, so think of that with every single penny that you have. You're either paying interest to someone else or giving up interest on what you could have earned. So when do you pay your mortgage off? Okay, you pay your mortgage off if you don't have an investment that's going to return more than what you're paying out in mortgage interest. And with mm-hmm. really low mortgage rates, let's just say if somebody has a 4% mortgage rate, with the tax deduction on mortgage interest, average person, let's say if they're in a 25% tax bracket, it's going to be the equivalent, a 4% mortgage would be the equivalent of a 3% mortgage when compared to other debt.
Okay.
So then the question becomes, are there any investments that could earn you more than 3%? So if you could earn, let's just say 5% as an example, and you're paying 3% on that mortgage, but instead of taking that money out of an investment to pay down the mortgage, you keep it in the investment at 5%. Well, now you're earning what's called arbitrage. Okay, have you heard the term arbitrage, Tammy?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have, and a lot of people have heard it, but they may not actually employ it. And here's the deal. Arbitrage is when you borrow money at one interest rate and you invest it at a higher rate. And it's exactly what banks do every single day.
Right.
Banks do it every single day, but they will never give you the advice to do what they do. It's just do what they say. So if you're in that situation, you may be able to earn some arbitrage. And what it takes is a combination of a great mortgage advisor that can help you through the situation and a good financial advisor that can help you plan those retirement assets to make sure that as you get closer to retirement, your investments are safer and more secure
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to be in a super risky investment as you get close to retirement.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. So you may be in a situation where you decide you can't earn 5% or you can't even earn 3% because of where investments are, and it may be worth it to go ahead and pay the house off. So here, if you do pay the house off, here's my other advice, my parting words of wisdom on this topic is, you have to be careful of liquidity. Okay,
right.
Liquidity is a killer. The people take all their money that they had that was liquid, they pay it down to pay their debt off, and now all of a sudden something comes up and they can't get that money back.
Right. And there's a very simple question to ask yourself. Would you prefer no bill or no cushion?
Right. So if the answer is no bill, okay, that may mean that you have no cushion at that point. So I would recommend getting a home equity line of credit on that paid off house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is the liquidity that you need. That's the access to that savings account. That's your house. And you're not getting that so that you can use it.
Right. It's just in case of that emergency.
Right. You're getting it just in case of emergency. Exactly.
Right.
All right. So if you have questions on this topic, or if you'd like to discuss your personal situation and you want me to evaluate your mortgage and is it something you should pay off or to get on a plan to pay it off, reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. Leave me a voicemail. You can also shoot me a text on there, and we'll set up a time to talk early this week. So, Tammy, I have more thoughts on this topic. So coming up, we're going to be talking about, in retirement living, is it better for home ownership, not only being paid off, but comparing that to renting, because sometimes renting may be the best option. We're going to talk about that when we return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.